Acts 25. Festus, therefore, being come into the eparchy, after 3 days went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priests and the chief of the Jews laid informations before him against Paul, and besought him, asking as a grace against him that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying people in wait to kill him on the way. Festus therefore answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself was about to set out shortly.
"Let therefore the persons of authority among you," says he, "going down too, if there be anything in this man, accuse him."
And having remained among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and on the next day, having sat down on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Jews who were come down from Jerusalem stood round, bringing many and grievous charges, which they were not able to prove. Paul answering for himself,
"Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar, have I offended in anything."
But Festus, desirous of obliging the Jews to acquire their favor, answering Paul, said,
"Art thou willing to go up to Jerusalem, there to be judged before me concerning these things?"
But Paul said,
"I am standing before the judgment seat of Caesar, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou also very well knowest. If then I have done any wrong and committed anything worthy of death, I do not deprecate dying. But if there is nothing of those things of which they accuse me, no man can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar."
Then Festus, having conferred with the council, answered,
"Thou hast appealed to Caesar? To Caesar shalt thou go."
And when certain days had elapsed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had spent many days there, Festus laid before the king the matters relating to Paul, saying,
"There is a certain man left prisoner by Felix, concerning whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid informations, requiring judgment against him, to whom I answered, 'It is not the custom of the Romans to give up any man before that the accused have the accusers face to face, and he have got opportunity of defense touching the charge.' When, therefore, they had come together here, without putting it off, I sat the next day on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought, concerning whom the accusers, standing up, brought no such accusation of guilt as I supposed, but had against him certain questions of their own system of worship, and concerning a certain Jesus who is dead, whom Paul affirmed to be living. And as I myself was at a loss as to an inquiry into these things, I said, 'Was he willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these things?' But Paul, having appealed to be kept for the cognizance of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I shall send him to Caesar."
And Agrippa said to Festus,
"I myself also would desire to hear the man."
"Tomorrow," said he, "thou shalt hear him."
On the morrow, therefore, Agrippa being come, and Bernice, with great pomp, and having entered into the hall of audience with the chiliarchs and the men of distinction of the city, and Festus having given command, Paul was brought. And Festus said,
"King Agrippa, and all men who are here present with us, ye see this person, concerning whom all the multitude of the Jews applied to me, both in Jerusalem and here, crying out against him that he ought not to live any longer. But I, having found that he had done nothing worthy of death, and this man himself having appealed to Augustus, I have decided to send him, concerning whom I have nothing certain to write to my lord. Wherefore I have brought him before you, and specially before thee, King Agrippa, so that an examination having been gone into, I may have something to write. For it seems to me senseless, sending a prisoner, not also to signify the charges against him."